Kramer with Mission Network News. The trial of two Sudanese pastors, a Czech Christian aid worker, and a Sudanese man in Sudan has resumed. Their death penalty case highlights the damage done by standing apostasy and blasphemy laws. An advocacy worker we'll call Kay says these kinds of laws affect 1.3 billion people. We're being asked to get informed, share their stories, and to pray. And consider the difference made by Queen Esther, Wilberforce, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And in China, the registered church is facing a nationwide challenge. How do they reach the next generation of church leaders? Eric Berglund of China Partners says there's a huge gap between who's attending church now, mostly senior citizens, and youth outreach. But in China, youth outreach looks like people between 20 and 40 years old. So China Partner is working with the registered church to bridge that gap. Details on both stories are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.